It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
All right. Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and you can hear a lot of background music because we have about 400 or 500 people right now at our safety days here in Wisconsin, and all our Milwaukee viewers and listeners, I've got a special guest. I have Mike, the owner of Freedom Physical Therapies here. You might be wondering, why is somebody from a therapy business at a safety day? And the answer is because, obviously, if you're not practicing safety, especially in cars with car seats, you're probably going to be one of Mike's customers. And Mike, I appreciate you coming. Yes. Thanks for everything. I'm going to actually ask a couple questions. As a therapy company, what are some of the things you see from people not using proper safety equipment, I guess?
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing, and at least that's what's pertinent for today, is safety within your vehicles.
Okay.
Making sure you're buckled in properly, the importance of being buckled in. I think people think because of airbags, they're protected. You're really 42% safer having the seatbelt. Airbag adds maybe another 6 or 7% of safety. Headrest position is key, making sure the headrest geometry is, you know, even with the top of your head, only 2 inches from the back of your head to prevent whiplash. A lot of people suffer severe neck injuries from a car accident, and a lot of it can at least be prevented or the injuries from it minimized. And of course, the big thing is kids' safety, really following at least particularly Wisconsin state laws on all the various recommendations as to, you know, whether a kid should be in a forward-facing, rear-facing, a booster seat. I think it's important for parents to know if their kids are in a booster seat, they're actually safer with the backrest on those.
Okay.
As opposed to just the booster seat itself. And then when it's finally appropriate and your child is of the right height and weight to finally sit as a normal adult would in the seat.
Great. You know, and at Mike, at Freedom, if you come out or even come over to Freedom Physical Therapy, they have demonstrations. They can show you this kind of stuff. A lot of times law enforcement, they know the answers, but they don't have actually the physical photos. And so if you do go over to Freedom, you can see this. And any other, if you're not in a different part of the country, you can definitely, you know, check out, ask a therapy company near you if they have something like that. Because a lot of the therapists know a lot about injuries and injury prevention. Mike, I appreciate you coming out. Thanks for safety day. With that said, I'm Officer J.D. Dine, and we're 10-8.
All right.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.